You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome, everybody, to Armed American Radio. Take a listen to my voice. You're going to see that I sound like Peter Brady. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. My voice will open up a little bit as we get better. Nothing stops freedom from coming to the airwaves to you tonight. Nothing. Vocal cords be darned. We've got one heck of a show for everybody tonight. A heck of a show. We've got a number of great guests tonight. First thing I'd like to do is say, if you'd like to participate in this evening's program, please reach out to us at 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. And yes, I realize I got that Peter Brady thing going on, so bear with me and smile with me. Also, if you'd like to join the program, you can reach out to us at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. We'll read your voicemail, we'll read your emails live on the air and get you on the program. Tonight promises to be a good one. There simply wasn't enough time last week with George Hill, the Mad Ogre. So George is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes. He's blinking up here on the screen. We'll bring him back in a couple minutes. We also have Mr. Eric Williams. Eric Williams is a noted firearms trainer and CCW instructor down in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, the interesting part about Mr. Williams is he and I, although we've never physically met, had a couple conversations that led to two columns of mine in Concealed Carry magazine that were just absolutely heartbreaking. And we'll talk to Mr. Eric Williams about that in just a few minutes. And then at the bottom of the hour for the remainder of the program, former U.S. Congressman and Libertarian candidate for president in 2008, Mr. Bob Barr will be here with us on Armed American Radio. And folks, he has got a bunch to talk about. So you're going to want to stick around for that for sure. All right, some big news here on Armed American Radio. Big news. We are moving September 13th to a two-hour format. And I want to thank everybody out there in Armed American Radio land for your support. We couldn't have done it without you. September 13th, Armed American Radio moves to two solid hours of feeding your head with the truth about concealed carry. Of course, this program is sponsored by the U.S. Concealed Carry Association at usconcealedcarry.com. And we'd like to take this opportunity to welcome our newest sponsor tonight, Crossbreed Holsters. Crossbreed created the Super Tuck Deluxe to solve the problem of being poked, pinched, and gouged. No more buying a bunch of holsters just to find the right one. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, the most concealable holster on the market today. Its unique design forms to your individual shape. Now you can feel safe and comfortable. Plus, it comes with a two-week free trial and a lifetime warranty. Visit crossbreedholsters.com. Crossbreedholsters.com. And I apologize for the Peter Brady thing going on. I'm going to let my guests come in here and take a little bit of slack off of me. So everybody stick around, hang out in your seats. We got a good one coming up. And in a couple seconds here, let's bring Mr. George Hill in here, and then we'll go over to Mr. Eric Williams. George, welcome to Armed American Radio again. We ran out of time last week, and I'm glad to have you back this week, my friend.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Your voice is sounding just painful. It's making my voice crack up in sympathy.
it doesn't hurt. It's just one of those weird, you know, I got the kids, and I, you know, the school thing and the laryngitis, who knows. But, you know, I got to tell you, nothing's going to stop freedom from hitting the airwaves, George.
Yeah, we got to keep talking. We can't let the Democrats, you know, let the liberals win with a little throat tickle, a little bug. We just got to keep fighting.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We've all had worse. We've been there, so we can just push on and get to the serious business.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we go any farther and bring Mr. Eric Williams in, I see Kathy Jackson blinking on the line, and I have a funny sneaking suspicion why she's calling. So, George, stick with me, and after I'm done with Kathy, we'll bring Eric in. Hold on one second, everybody. Kathy Jackson, you are on Armed American Radio. I have a funny feeling. I know why you're calling.
Hello, Mark.
And how are you tonight?
I am doing just fine. How about yourself?
Well, besides the Peter Brady thing going on in my voice, I'm just peachy keen.
That's a good thing. You know why I'm calling. Why don't you tell the listeners why I'm calling?
Well, I was going to let you do that, but since you tossed it over to me and teed me up, I'll be more than happy to. We'd like to make an announcement tonight, everybody, that Kathy Jackson and I, our book, Lessons from Armed America, Lessons from Armed America, that Kathy and I co-authored together, will be out in print October 1st. And it's big news for us. We're very proud of it. And we'll let everybody know on this program and on the websites where you can pick up a copy. It will be available nationwide. Kathy, jump in and help me out.
Well, I'm just as pleased as punch about this book, Mark. You know, we worked pretty hard on it. I really love the format where we had you telling the story of different people who had successfully defended themselves, who had been involved in situations, facing the reality of self-defense, and then you kick it over to me, and I just use each of those stories as a jumping-off point to talk to people about what somebody interested in concealed carry might need to know, and I think we've got a winner.
Yeah, I do too, and I guess we should tell everybody also that the foreword has been written by Mr. Masoud Ayoub, the master himself, and that is probably the most humbling thing I can imagine.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, we've read it. We won't give it away, and we'll let everybody when they pick up a copy, but it's going to be a great read for everybody. We're very proud of it. And, Kathy, congratulations to you, and thank you for your efforts.
And, Mark, congratulations to you as well. It's definitely exciting times.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the call. We're going to go ahead and move over to George and to Eric. Kathy, you are more than welcome to stay on the line if you'd like to. We're going to bring Mr. Eric Williams in from Jacksonville, Florida. Eric, you are on Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program. How are you this evening?
Doing fine. Great to talk to you, Mark.
Yeah, I guess I don't know if I'm sounding any better than now live than I was when I was talking to you today or not, but we're here. We're doing it. We're bringing freedom to the airwaves. Eric, we're on the phone with Kathy Jackson and George Hill, and I don't know how long they'll stick with us. I know George is going to be with us for the hour, but Kathy, are you still? You're still with us. I see you up here.
I am still with you. Yes.
You know, it was Eric Williams that I spoke with a couple years back that gave me the information on the absolutely heartbreaking, horrible story of Jorick Landry that came out in the issue. When I guess it was a couple years back, Kathy, in Concealed Carry Magazine.
Yes. Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, go on. I'm sorry.
We just did a follow-up, and that'll be out in this month's issue. And, Eric, I can't think of a better time to bring you in to talk about that. Why don't you kind of tell everybody about the conversation we had a couple years ago and tell us about that night. It's awful, but people need to hear this stuff.
Well, Jorick Landry and Bernalina Landry took my class one Saturday morning. Very, very respectful people, great people, very quiet people. Took my class one Saturday morning. I got a phone call the following Saturday morning with a message left that he was at the hospital and he was in a shootout. Couldn't get a hold of him. I went up to the hospital and finally, after 30 minutes, saw him. He ran up to me and just grabbed me like a bear and started crying and proceeded to tell me what had happened, trying to condense the version of it. We have these programs for summer day camps down here that the city puts on for reduced rates, like $30-$40 a kid for a week. Very good prices, but they're very popular. And the one of the city employees told her that she needed to be there. People come up there as early as midnight, so the whole family loaded up and went up there. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, man walked up, young kid really, walked up with a sawed-off shotgun and a backpack and proceeded to rob him. Finding out that he had kids in the car, he jumped in the back. Mr. Landry, he complied with everything. Once the suspect found out that he didn't have much money on him, at that point he said, let's go. Let's get out of here, crank the car up, and let's go. The whole time, Mr. Landry's trying to get the gun out of his console. His wife, realizing what was going on, she was distracting the suspect and reached over and unlocked the console, flipped it open, or not flipped it open, done the latch on it because Mr. Landry was having a hard time. Finally, he got it out, put it in his lap as Mrs. Landry was distracting the suspect, and he told me when he unsnapped the holster, to him it sounded like a bomb went off. When he unsnapped it, he pulled it out and had to left-handed. He was right-handed, left-handed, rotated 180 degrees and had to shoot the suspect.
Eric, I need to ask you to hold on that thought. We've got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
Before we cut to a break, and this part of the story that you're getting to,
it's going to take more than 30 seconds.
Yeah, the part that we're getting to is going to take a little bit longer. So, kind of hang in there with us, and we'll let everybody know the absolutely tragic end of what occurred. It's just an awful story and very difficult to write. So everybody, hang out with us for just a few minutes. Bear with my Peter Brady voice. We'll be back with George Hill, Kathy Jackson, and Eric Williams right after the break.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-Step Plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-Step Plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
The outlandish claims are everywhere. Settle your debt for pennies on the dollar. Trinity wants you to know the whole truth about debt settlement plans. Fact, most debt settlement clients pay thousands in upfront fees only to end up in bankruptcy with their credit scores ruined. It's true. With debt settlement, your creditors can sue you, forcing you to sell your assets and surrender your paycheck to wage garnishment. If you have a sincere desire to meet your obligations, remember this. Trinity has been a loyal member of the Christian Radio family for more than 20 years. Let us show you how to work within your budget, pay off your debt, save thousands, improve your credit rating, and preserve your good name. Call 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-936-5348.
And money. Ladies and gentlemen, my voice is shot, so bear with me. Welcome back to Armed American Radio. We're back with George Hill, Eric Williams, and Kathy Jackson. Eric, I hated to cut you off at the spot that I did, but if you can continue with that and let us know what happened there, because it's just awful, but it is so vital that people hear what occurred so that they know what steps to take to prevent it. Go ahead, please.
Okay, the as Mr. Landry made that fateful decision to go ahead and unsnap that holster and pull that gun out and rotate it 180 degrees, his wife, with a baby in her hands, threw the baby to the left of her, grabbed the sawed-off shotgun, and rammed it into the floorboard of the back seat where the guy was sitting. Mr. Landry ended up shooting the suspect, and the suspect, out of five shots, I believe he was hit three, if not four times.
I think it's important, Eric, too, that we tell the listeners that that shotgun discharged twice into the floorboards of that vehicle, and you're correct about that. He emptied his revolver into the perpetrator, Jabre Devias Jones, and I believe it was four shots.
That's correct, and also they never even remembered the shotgun going off. Well, they jumped out and pulled the suspect out, Mr. Jones. He was on the ground still. He was still reaching behind his back. Mr. Landry grabbed the shotgun and had to shoot him one more time. What they found in this guy's backpack was full of shotgun shells and a big container of lighter fluid. I don't know what the guy's intentions was, but
I can tell you what they were. And there's not a, you know, it was understood, the paramedics said, that shotgun shells were falling out of this guy's shirt as they were cutting him away. Because of time is so short in this 1 hour, Eric, I want to get to the end of that real quick and let everybody know that during the incredible violence inside that vehicle, a shot actually exited or hit the perpetrator in the bicep, exited his elbow, ricocheted off of a seatbelt, and hit Jorick Landry's own son in the back of the SUV.
Yes.
And his son never awoke after a week, although there were promising signs. His young son died.
Yes.
And the follow-up, it is such a horrible story, but the follow-up can be read in Concealed Carry Magazine, this issue.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So, all right, Eric, real quick, that's a whole program and a very sad one. Tell us real quick, before we have to let you slide, what the heck is going on in Florida down there with the permit situation right now?
Oh, gangbusters. As of right now, just in the past year and a half, we went from 400-something thousand concealed carry permits to 607,000 concealed carry permits.
What do you think now? Is that out of state or in state? Do you know the numbers there?
I do not have that. That's in-state, 607,000 concealed carry holders.
Now, George, tell us about Utah real quick. Of course, Utah and Florida being the most popular concealed permits for out-of-state residents because of the number of states of reciprocity.
Well, you can go to handgunlaw.us, and you can pull up any state in the country and check and see what states are compatible with who, who's playing ball with who. And it's a good resource. But Utah is one of the most popular. People tend to call it, like, you know, the national carry permit if you have a Utah permit. But there are still some states out there that do not honor a Utah carry permit. And, for example, if you are a resident of Colorado and you have a Utah carry permit, Colorado does not recognize that Utah permit by that resident. But in other states, a Colorado resident with a Utah permit is perfectly valid, and it's just a real stupid shell game. I really wish these states would just kind of get on the same page, whatever.
Well,
that
you know,
is.
George, while I've got both you and Eric together, I got an email from a listener named JR, And I'm not sure if JR is from Nevada or not, but I want to read this. I was listening to the 816 broadcast and wanted to comment on the upswing in Nevada CCWs. I have California, Utah, and Florida. On June 21st, I received an email form from my instructor in Nevada warning that as of July 1st, Nevada would no longer honor Utah or Florida permits. So the upswing in permits is not necessarily an increase in residents applying for their permits. It's more likely people like myself that have to rush over and take our CCWs after losing reciprocity. Now, I read his email last week on the air talking about a 30% upswing in Nevada. So I'm assuming that that's the case. Eric and George, have we lost reciprocity there?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. One of the reasons that we lost it for the Utah permits is that the Utah permit by statute does not require a permit applicant to do any shooting component of the application process or the training course. So you just sit through the classroom, good to go, do the paperwork, background check, you're golden. But a lot of instructors do require shooting, but it's not a state requirement, and that's what Nevada threw up their hands about. I'm not sure about Florida.
Well, boy, I'll tell you what.
Exactly what that is exactly the case here in Florida as well.
Eric, that's something because Florida does require training, and
right.
And you know, you can use an NRA 10-hour course of personal protection in the home, or you can use the typical, you know, gun show deal where you pay your X amount of dollars to go in, and all they talk about is how to dot your I's and cross your T's so the state doesn't reject your permit. We've all been through that. Kathy, are you with us still?
Yes, I am.
Washington State, where you're at, reciprocity is very weak, is it not?
Our reciprocity is almost non-existent, and that is because Washington State has no training requirement. All I had to do in order to get my permit was to walk into the sheriff's office, submit my application, give them some fingerprints and some money, and I got my permit.
As it should be. Washington, therefore, in my book, is a free state. Georgia is the same way.
Well,
the anti-gunners tee us up all the time and say, well, no training.
Well, here's the thing, Mark. I am a very, very strong believer in training. Because I am a strong believer in real training, I am utterly opposed to a training requirement. Because with a training requirement, you have people walking around who think they have been trained simply because they sat through that paperwork class. They think they know what they're doing because the state said, oh, well, that's all you need.
Eric,
that
you can vouch for that.
You need.
Good
you
point.
Can, you can vouch for that down there, Eric. We've all been there in that Florida class. It's a joke.
Yeah. And
on some of them.
Right, not yours. I'll make that clear to everybody, not Mr. Williams. Eric, why don't you go ahead and tout real quick your credentials and your website so we can get some people down there and see if we can't get you some more business.
Well, jacksconcealedcarry.com is my website, and I also carry that reciprocity map the org was talking about. I do have law enforcement experience and NRA instructor, firearms instructor, state firearms instructor. We go over a lot of good stuff you need to know to keep you out of trouble. It's just not some people down here just let you shoot and give you your certificate. I just can't in good conscience do that.
Eric, we have 30 seconds, and I want to make it very clear to everybody that the training you gave to the Landry family saved all of them at a tremendous loss to their family.
Well, I would like
but
to
they're
say
alive
this.
Today because of that training.
He did say this. I do remember this. He said, had he not taken that class, and I give him all the credit, they would have never had that gun in the car because they did not know they could have a gun in the car without a permit here in Florida.
That is the first thing that he said to me. Everybody, we're going to be right back after the break with former congressman and libertarian candidate for president in 08, Bob Barr. Stick around with us. Freedom on the airwaves right here on Armed American Radio.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam had to do a thing called machine gun.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Armed American Radio. It is my pleasure. We have Mr. Bob Barr, Representative Bob Barr. Bob Barr represented the 7th District of Georgia in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1995 to 2003 and was the 2008 Libertarian Party nominee for President of the United States. He practices law here in Georgia, is a member of the Board of Directors of the NRA. Too many things to mention in a one-hour program with the short time that we have with him, and also the author of the book Patriot Nation. And Representative Bob Barr joins us now live on Armed American Radio. Representative Barr, thank you so much for joining us, and I apologize for my voice, sir.
That's okay. It's good to be with y'all.
We've got George Hill on the phone with us as well. George, and sir, you just recently penned a column, I believe, called Assault Weapons Excite the Media Once Again, and this was, of course, the situation out in Phoenix. Can you tell us what the heck is going on and what's exciting all these folks out there, sir?
Well, of course, many in the so-called mainstream media, they don't like firearms at all, and anything that looks like a mean weapon becomes an assault weapon. They use the term very loosely. Some know that it's a misnomer because these are not fully automatic weapons that are being carried by law-abiding individuals, or they know it. They know that they're not assault weapons, legal sense of the word, and they use it anyway because they know that calling something an assault weapon is one of those words that immediately conjures up something awful and illicit in the mind of the reader or the viewer. So when they see an individual lawfully carrying a firearm, such as a semi-automatic pistol or an AR-15, which is a fully legal weapon, non-fully automatic, they immediately call it an assault weapon because they know that that's going to excite people and stir up the anti-firearm sentiments.
Congressman, I was watching a piece on CNN, and it was two of the anchors talking back and forth. One was a reporter who was out there in Phoenix. And, George, I think you might have seen this as well. This guy, you'd have thought, he actually made the comment on the air, I have never seen one of these weapons yet, let alone be so up close to one. And I thought, oh, geez, you know, the negativity, as the congressman just said. George, I know you had some questions on Phoenix that you wanted to ask the congressman as well, too. Fire away.
Well, first off, Mr. Barr, I appreciate your effort and your work for American liberty. And I just have one quick question for you. Online, reading up a little bit about your history, I noticed that you're called the right wing of the ACLU. And how does it feel to be a black sheep in that organization?
Well, many in the media also throw around terms and labels for people. I'm not associated at all with the ACLU. Previously, I've been a consultant with them on privacy issues, trying to rein in the Patriot Act and trying to rein in the expanded surveillance of American citizens. I worked, did consulting work for the ACLU for about 4 years after I left the Congress, but I haven't done any consulting work or any work for them in about 3 years. But of course, the media loves to throw that around. Also, there is overlap, of course, between civil liberties organizations like the ACLU and the NRA. The NRA's focus, of course, is much narrower, concentrating on the Second Amendment. The traditional work of the ACLU is more oriented toward the Fourth Amendment against illicit searches and seizures, the Sixth Amendment right to counsel, and so forth. And while I do disagree with the ACLU and always have on a wide range of issues, where there is overlap between myself as sort of a conservative libertarian and the work of the ACLU, I think it's important for us to join efforts to try and bring as much pressure as we can to bear against the expansion of government power, whether it's expanding its reach into the Fourth Amendment or the Second Amendment.
Congressman, how dangerous is this administration?
It's hard to tell. Certainly, with regard to the economy of this country, it is moving to expand the power of the federal government to a level and at a pace never seen before, really, when you have the federal government blatantly taking over majority shares of major corporations such as General Motors, where you have the government forcing major financial institutions to allow it, the government, to control what that financial institution can do, what money it can lend, how it can lend it, who can serve on its boards, what its boards of directors can get paid, and so forth, then we have a very dangerous situation. And if the administration is allowed to complete its plan to take over the health care industry in this country, then it will be very difficult to hold it back from expanding its control into virtually every sector of the American economy. With regard to other matters such as Second Amendment, it's too early to tell. Initially, there were some signs that the new administration, was going to move very forcefully against firearms. Earlier this year, you all may recall certainly that the high level of drug violence and corruption in Mexico gave rise to some indications that The Congress and the administration was going to use that as an excuse to move forward with anti-firearms legislation in this country. But that has not yet happened. That's good. I think that's because they realized that there were many Democrats in the Congress, so-called Blue Dog Democrats and some other Democrats, who believe in and who represent constituencies that believe in the Second Amendment and would not have stood idly by while the administration moved against firearms. Now, that is not to say that they will not, might not try that in the future, but for right now, their attention seems to be focused more on taking over various sectors of our economy and our financial institutions in this country.
The way I see it is, if we allow a second term for these guys, for this administration, pretty much all bets are off on the hands-off of guns so far.
A lot of that will depend on what happens in the off-year election next year. The Democrats have had their hands burned a couple of times in recent years by trying to move against firearms when they did not have the political support. If they lose a significant number of seats in the off-year election next year, then we might be in a better position to hold the line. But if they are to continue to maintain after the election next year their strong majorities in the House and the Senate, or if they were able to increase those majorities, then you're absolutely correct. We would have a very problematic situation.
Congressman, I would like to ask you about the Posse Comitatus, the dangers of expanding the role of the military in domestic affairs in this country. You're starting to hear a little bit more about that, and you're starting to see the administration float these trial balloons up with news organizations about right-wing militia groups. How scary and dangerous is that right now?
It's something that we have to keep very close attention on. When the citizenry recognizes what's going on and objects to it, then we can stop them from much of what they're doing. We saw this, for example, in Missouri early this year when the Missouri Information Analysis Center, I think was the name of the group, MIAC, so-called Fusion Center in Missouri, they posted on their website a specious report that purported to link so-called militia groups and citizens who had a Ron Paul or a Bob Barr bumper sticker on their car. There was such an uprising against that, and I and Ron Paul wrote to the governor of Missouri and the director of public safety there. And
Congressman, excuse me one second. I'm sorry I have to rudely interrupt. We're getting ready to take a break. Everybody stick around with us. We'll be right back with Congressman Bob Barr. We'll answer, get the rest of that answer on Posse Comitatus, and we'll be back with George Hill and Bob Barr in just a moment. Thanks, everybody, for sticking around.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels.
Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back to Armed American Radio, everybody. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Don't forget to visit our newest sponsor out there, Crossbreed Holsters. You can catch them online at crossbreedholsters.com. Crossbreedholsters.com. Support them for supporting us and supporting your freedoms. Thank them very much for their sponsorship of the program. We're back with Congressman Bob Barr and George Hill, the Mad Ogre. George, I believe you had a question about the UN for the congressman that's vital, and we can take off on that for a long time after we hear the answer to this one.
Absolutely. Now, Congressman, Wayne LaPierre of the NRA wrote a really nice book called The Global War on Your Guns Inside the UN Plan to Destroy the Bill of Rights. In it, he mentions the fact that U.S. tax dollars are going to the UN, and UN is using that money to try to kill gun rights around the world and to destroy the Bill of Rights and our Second Amendment here in the U.S. Have you seen any of that in your time there on the Capitol Hill? Have you seen any evidence that that this is true, and what could we do to this to fight this?
I've seen an awful I've seen an awful lot of evidence in the United Nations that this is very much a part of the UN agenda. I've seen it in the European Union, which is very much also oriented not just towards anti-firearms, but also to reduce the power of the rights of American citizens to possess firearms as well. The UN has been engaged in a very concerted effort to insert itself into domestic firearms policies since the mid-1990s. I've had the opportunity to attend a number of United Nations conferences on behalf of the NRA. The NRA, thank goodness, is what's called an NGO or non-governmental organization with the United Nations. So the NRA is able to have representatives at various of these meetings, which at least gives us a seat at the public table. Now, of course, the UN, despite the fact that it professes to be a very democratic, open organization, is anything but. Its real decisions are made behind closed doors in secret meetings. But what we have been able to do throughout the Bush administration, for example, going back to 2001, with the assistance of John Bolton, for example, who served for a number of years in the Bush administration as the Undersecretary of State with responsibility over the UN, and then for the last year and a half or so of the administration as the U.S. ambassador to the UN, we were able to stop the United Nations from formally adopting any operative protocols, for example, or treaties that would legitimize its involvement in domestic firearms matters. But the issue is still very much alive. The UN is considering this year and next year through various meetings taking up what's called an ATT, an Arms Trade Treaty. And this is being pushed primarily by our great and wonderful allies in the UK with the support of various other governments, the Japanese, for example, the Brazilian, the Mexican governments are all in the forefront of this effort to insert the UN into domestic firearms policies. If, in fact, they're able to get this arms trade treaty through, and they certainly have with the Obama administration, an administration that is simpatico with their aims, then we'd have a real problem because this would provide the UN, if this treaty went through, with the ability to involve itself in markings of firearms, registration of firearms, regulation of brokering in firearms, and so forth. They do this under the guise of regulating the international illicit trafficking in firearms. That's the hook that they use to then say, well, we can't really properly regulate the illicit international flow of firearms without knowing where the firearms are coming from, how many, how they're being sold and brokered and retained and so forth. A very dangerous situation.
So it would either stop importation from companies such as Brazil and Germany, where we get guns such as HK Sig and Taurus, and it would probably also go further as to mandatory registration of those firearms if they do come in.
The Chinese, of course, also are very much behind this, which is sort of an anomaly because, of course, the Chinese, the North Koreans, and many of the former East European Soviet bloc companies are the primary suppliers of illicit firearms in the international markets that are used by rogue regimes and regimes that that practice genocide, such as some in Africa and Asia. But the Chinese conveniently have been able over the years to push the UN into more regulation, but they somehow seem to very sneakily exempt themselves from its provisions. The U.S. State Department, which is infiltrated by an awful lot of anti-firearms types and peaceniks, they don't do a good job of monitoring what's going on or standing up to the U.N. And, of course, without John Bolton or his successors in that position, we are going to have an increasingly difficult time because we're not going to get the support from the State Department that we were able to while people like John Bolton were there, which makes it even more important that that organizations like the NRA pay very close attention to what's going on the banks of the East River at the UN headquarters.
Congressman, this sounds like a very simplistic question, but what is the purpose? What do they? Let's assume that they're successful. What is their overall purpose for wanting to disarm this nation? What do they gain?
Well, of course, they gain control, they gain power, and that's ultimately what all of this is about, whether we're talking about the Obama administration's efforts to involve itself in healthcare or the automobile industry or the financial institutions in this country. Ultimately, it's all about government control. Our founding fathers recognized that the primary purpose and the ultimate end of what government does is to control, and that's why they instituted a framework for governance in this country that provided checks and balances against that natural tendency of government to control. The UN, of course, being a non-democratic institution, doesn't have to worry about that. Once it gets the power by treaty, and if a treaty is ratified by the U.S. Senate, it has full force and effect of law in this country. So they want to control firearms in this country to the UN, which, of course, the vast majority of nation members at the UN don't enjoy the freedom that we have in this country to keep and bear arms. And they resent the freedom that we have in this country. They don't want us to have the freedom to serve as an example to people in their countries. So they want to do away and put us on the same level as the citizenry in these other countries where you don't have that freedom.
Congressman, your answers are very poignant, and I appreciate them very much. We're going to be running out of time here in just a couple minutes, and I'd like to ask you about your book, Patriot Nation. And if you'd like to tell everybody about that and where they can pick it up and online and so forth.
I've had the opportunity over the last few years to write three books, Patriot Nation, which is Bob Barr's Laws of the Universe, Volume 1, is available by going to our website, bobbarr.org. We also have Lessons in Liberty, which I've written, as well as a book on the impeachment of William Jefferson Clinton called The Meaning of Is. But Patriot Nation contains a number of essays, including many that deal specifically with the right to keep and bear arms and the power of the United Nations.
Congressman, that book is available at bobbarr.org, and you can be reached at mail@bobbarr.org. And I thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio. I wish we had more time. There's a couple things I want to go over with George Hill. Congressman, thank you so much for being on Armed American Radio this evening. We appreciate your time very much tonight, okay?
It's my pleasure, and it's more important than ever that you be out there raising these issues and educating the American people.
Well, I appreciate that comment. We're doing the best we can, especially when my voice is a little better. So hopefully we've made you a listener of the broadcast every week. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Okay, and look forward to it again.
Thank you so much. George, this is powerful stuff, is it not?
It's scary. This means we've got to continually be up on our toes. I wanted to talk about real quick the guys down in Phoenix bringing AR-15 rifles to the to these rallies. Guys, I just want to admonish you, you guys out there listening, let's not do that. There's a time and place to, you know, for bringing out the guns and showing support for the second, but when the issue is medical, when the issue is something else, we got to make sure that we're not being inflammatory and that we kind of keep our cool.
Let's not give the media any more food, okay?
No, let's not
any
give
more food.
Them the ammo.
Exercise your rights. A right unexercised is a right lost. But let's keep it, you know, maybe a little bit quieter, okay? I'm all for open carry, obviously, but when you know the media is going to be there, I don't know. George, that's a debate we can have on another program. We run out of time, but guess what, everybody? September 13th, we go to 2 full hours to feed your head. I want to thank Kathy Jackson, Eric Williams, George Hill, Congressman Bob Barr for being here tonight. We'll catch you next week right here on Armed American Radio. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.